Simen Kuf Mem Hey Halacha Yud Beis. Kain Asa Begrusha Bezaina Machalala Bechalutza. Kain is Asa to marry a divorcee, a Zaina Chalala, or a woman who had Chalitza performed with her. Zaina Hainu, a Zaina is a woman who had relations with a person with whom she's forbidden to. Afila Nivala Beinus Beilas Isser, even if she was forced to have relations against her will. Nasa Zaina Masrila Kain, she's considered a Zaina and Asa to a Kain. Chalala Hainu Shinadu Mekain Shinasa Isha Hasurloi. A Chalala refers to a woman who was born to a Kain who married a woman who was forbidden to him. Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol Isha Shinas Amal and Iskarsha, anyone who became widowed or divorced, Lais Nasat Lish Acher Acha Tamtin, she cannot marry another man until she waits Tishim Yayim 90 days. Chutzim Yayim Hagershin, Amisa Zabayla, Chutzim Yayim Anisunim, excluding the day of the divorce of her husband or her husband's death, and excluding the day of her new marriage. But I feel that he, Isha, she ain't a ruya lalad, that's. This is mandatory even if she's a woman who can't have children. I feel how you bylaw Rishon of Medina Sayyamin, even if her first husband was overseas. I chavu beis Yisurim, or was incarcerated in prison. Ein chilik, there's no difference. I feel how pilo nefel ben time, even if she had a miscarriage between the death of her first husband or her divorce and her remarriage. Lo mehani lo, does not permit her to marry quicker than 90 days. I feel this gashar b'shiduchim asura. It's even forbidden to become engaged during these 90 days. Elam ken yishava ha-mashudach, unless the fiancé will swear, shal yichnes asayich ha-beisa techazman, that he will not enter her house during that period of 90 days. Aval machzor kshushas, however, one who is remarrying his divorcee, in its tzarech l'hamtin, does not have to wait at all. The purpose of this Isser of 90 days is to prevent any doubt as to the paternity of a child born early in the woman's second marriage. After 3 months, if she shows no sign of pregnancy, we can be certain that any future children came from her second marriage. Halacha Yod Dalet. Im hu muberes aminika, if the widow or the grusha, the amana grusha, is pregnant or nursing, she may not marry another man until the child is 24 months old. When a woman becomes pregnant while nursing, her milk is no longer adequately nourishing for her first child, and the child's health may be endangered. When a woman is still married to the child's father, however, there's no concern, as assumed that the father will provide alternate nourishment for the child if becomes necessary. That cannot be assumed regarding a second husband. Even if she gave birth from a child of her first husband after she was divorced or widowed, and she had not yet begun to nurse, she still has to wait 24 months. But if there's some important purpose in getting married earlier than 24 months, you should ask a she'elas chacham. For instance, if it's advantageous shidduch prospect is available now, she should ask She'elas Chacham.